everyone, this is Trisha with the Messenger's Ministry. Today we are going to do a drama that I wrote, and it's called Longing Fulfilled. Enjoy! It's so good to see your face, but I really miss seeing you in person. It's not the same to seeing you on a computer, Ron.
I know, honey. It's been so long, but only a few more days, Sarah. I can't wait to hold you in my arms. This year has flown by here in the mission field, but it seems like a lifetime since I've held you.
I understand that you were meant to be there, helping lead people to Christ. But is it selfish that I want time with you too? I feel kind of guilty.
I don't think you're guilty. God made us to be together as husband and wife. We're supposed to be as one, helping each other out. Now, it's true, I'm here for a reason, but my time is just about up.
I can't believe it's going to be our 4-year anniversary next week. I'm so glad you'll be here for that. I have a special surprise for you.
About that. I have to tell you that our flight has been changed. We're still planning the timeline of leaving in 3 days, but the war has taken a turn for the worse, and we are having a hard time getting a plane to take us, you know, from here in the village to the airport so that we can fly out. I'm so sorry. I hate to tell you this.
What? Is it really that bad over there?
No, we're okay. We're far enough away from the fighting right now, but we need to find someone who can fly us out of here pretty soon. I'm sorry, but I have to get going. I love you, and I'll be home soon.
Okay, I love you. Be safe. Goodbye. And now I'm staring at a black screen. I can't believe it's been a whole year. I remember when he came home so excited to tell me about this great endeavor.
Sarah, I have an amazing opportunity. You know the mission trip at church? They're going for a year into many of the underdeveloped countries in the Middle East and even Africa.
Yes, I know about it. You look really excited. What's going on?
Well, someone wasn't able to make it, and they asked me to fill in. Isn't that great? I've always wanted to go on a mission trip like this. What do you think? If you don't want me to go, I'll stay here. I don't want to do anything that might upset you.
I know you always wanted to go on a mission trip, but I'm just kind of surprised you want to go for a whole year. Well, why don't we pray about it?
I think that's a great idea.
Lord, you know what needs to be done in this situation. We don't want to do anything out of your will. Please let us know exactly what to do. Thank you. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Please lead and guide us in this decision.
After praying and really seeking God, I think we've decided that God needs you on this trip, right?
Well, the only thing is that we have to leave tomorrow.
What? Not only are you going, but I barely have time to say goodbye? Well, if God is calling you, and I believe he is, then you need to go. Lord, I haven't heard from Ron in several days. Since I can't talk to him, I have to talk to you. I can't help but wonder if they got out on time and safely. This is really hard. I remember what you said in the Bible in Philippians 4, verse 6 through 7. You said, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So, I'm just turning all of this anxiety over to you. I trust you. Thank you for that peace that you promised.
I'm home, darling. Come give me a hug.
Is it really you? I want to make sure my mind isn't just playing tricks on me.
It's really me. And I'm sorry I couldn't get word to you. It was a crazy time, and the battery on my tablet and phone both died.
Well, all that really matters is that you're here now. I love you so much.
I love you too. My time there was important, but my time with you is equally so.
You know, I think I love you more today than the day you left.
Well, they do say that absence makes the heart grow fonder. I know that's true for me. I thought about you so much. I love doing God's work, but I know He has put us together for a reason.
Yeah. Let's go get you unpacked and you can tell me all about your time there.